Hey, silly bitch, it's Tanner.
Hey, babes! It was extra long because I hate that bitch extra much today. Oh. Because I miss her, I hate her.
Okay, kids, but I'm
Freddy, and we are gay besties.
Of course, the train has to come in, which means
we're gay.
And that means we like dick.
No, some gay people don't like dick.
Oh.
The fuck?
Well, I do. I don't know
about
you.
We know you like dick.
I don't know about you, but I like dick. And we're gay besties.
Harmonize with the train.
It's actually kind of good. It's kind of good. But probably annoying, but kind of good.
I don't give a fuck. This is our shit.
Oh, purr.
But hey, y'all. Welcome, gay besties.
Gay besties,
y'all. We're in Kentucky right now.
Yeah, we're just right now. I'm fucking my sister
all
Nash.
The little inbred and them, you know. Yeah, a little
bit.
Little mountain people. And
mountain
shit.
People.
Mountain bears.
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 Kentucky Bears.
Them Bears in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Bears. I'm a hole.
But we like bears. I like otters.
Otters are okay.
My husband's an otter, so I like otters.
Yeah, that's good for you.
Otters are just beautiful and sweet and nice.
They be
splashing. Bears are warm. Because all that hair.
Bears be fucking.
Bears be like.
They be grunting shit.
Oh.
Whose pants are those?
Mine.
You fit in those?
Okay. Yeah, I fit in those, bitch. Yeah, and my ass fills it out very well, bitch.
So how have you been?
I got me a nice fat ass.
How have you been?
Oh, I'm great.
Oh.
G-R-A-T-E-B-I-T-C-H.
I'm great myself, you know, just unemployed.
Are you depressed and sad?
Yeah.
You haven't been talking to me that much.
But I've been playing Elden Ring. Yay! I love Elden Ring.
We love Elden Ring.
I'm like 40 hours in.
I had to restart my account because I killed an NPC on accident.
Y'all, not just any NPC. The fucking first merchant of the game. Where it's the only place you can buy the fucking crafting kit. And I'm like, I'm trying to tell little Freddy.
How do we know there's no more places?
Because I looked it up on Google.
There's no more places?
No.
Why does that one place?
Because no one thinks that someone would be so stupid to kill the fucking NPC.
And then it makes your life hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's well, okay, my life is easy. Oh. Beautiful.
Yeah, Freddy's folding laundry, and I did not need to see his jock straps. Anyways, that is cute, though. Those are cute. Oh.
I'm married to Andrew Christian.
Yeah, guys. Freddy's actually married to Andrew Christian.
That's why I have a yacht and stuff, remember?
Yeah.
Go me.
He does not have a fucking yacht. He
ain't
made
no
motherfucking. What the
go
fuck?
Go pack rats. I don't know, like some dumb. I'm pretending like I'm like a cheerleader in like a dumbass movie.
I don't know what the fuck you just did.
Do you never do that? It's like pretend like if you're just bored or like you're trying to fall asleep. Oh, I'm going to pretend like a story in my head.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Oh, my God. We should do a new segment where we do like an improv skit.
Like talking. Yeah.
Yes. So
let's do it now.
No. So like who's someone that's been pissing you off this week?
Cleo, don't give me wet, Cleo. I hate some fucking bitches, but I love mermaids.
Yeah, you wanted to be one.
I watched a YouTube. This is topic a little bit. I watched a YouTube about mermaids, right? Weird as fuck. And the guy's voice was like this. He was like, "And here you see a mermaid on the rock." The rock.
Oh,
was
him.
The
Burger King. Fucking
annoying.
The Burger King.
Yes! I'm like, shut the fuck up!
And then you put the penis inside the vagina. Burger King foot lettuce.
Why does he sound like that?
I don't know.
Mentally.
He has a rap song.
We're not gonna talk about that, because you would know about that dumb shit.
I know.
Y'all, Tanner knows about all the dumb shit in the world. Like, he's so connected to social media and his phone. When he's not texting me back, I'm like worried about him. How do you sleep? I feel like you dream about, like, your Twitter and your OnlyFans and stuff. It's like, you dream about it, like, yeah, da-da-da.
No.
Really?
I'm really not on
that. But you're always on social media.
No, I'm not.
But you're really good on social media, though.
I'm not always on social media.
Your troll accounts and everything. Like,
oh, yeah.
But you're, like, really fucking good at social media, and I think that's awesome. Like,
thanks. Hire me.
Like, some people...
Hire me to do your social media.
He needs a job, guys. he's worked fast food.
and retail. Oh, let's talk
about your resume. So today we're talking about past jobs.
No. We're doing the improv thing, and I have to say who pissed be pissing me off.
Okay, sorry. I told y'all my business. Well, what's going on?
And
happen?
You didn't even tell who you was gonna who pissed you off.
Oh.
Yeah, Freddie's dumb.
Someone that pissed me off a little bit is the bitch across the street.
He says this every fucking episode.
Y'all don't understand how much I really don't like that bitch.
What you do now?
Just looking over here.
Oh my god.
Like, bitch, why are you looking over here? And like, I tried to be nice when I first moved. I tried to be fucking nice to her. I tried to go like, hi, well, you know, wave and be neighborly. Like, yeah, we're new to the neighborhood, you know, stuff like that. But she's always had a stank. This fat, nasty, greasy bitch. She's always had.
Y'all, he says this fucking, every episode.
No, she.
No, you said the same thing last episode.
Because she, Tanner, you don't understand how much I really don't fucking like her. Like, if I can say I hate someone, it'll be that bitch across the street. But why is she always looking over here and shit being nosy?
She's probably racist.
Okay, well, bitch, don't look at me then. Don't look over my way.
Okay, let's calm down. Anyways.
I'm telling y'all, I really hate that bitch.
Just ignore her. Just pretend she doesn't.
Okay, I'm going to say that about the person you say you hate. Go ahead, friend. She'll piss you off this week.
Actually, this fat, white, nasty smelling straight man who thought that he was doing something, he needs to, I can't talk about it because it's like a court case I'm not a part of, but he's in a court case, so I don't know why he's worried about me and my gay ass. So that's who I don't like, that ugly motherfucker, which I'm pretty sure he does tax fraud, but that's besides the point. But yeah, fuck him. Actually, any straight man who thinks that I give a fuck about their opinion.
Damn.
Yeah, no, fuck that fat, white, ugly-ass motherfucker. And if his wife is listening to this, your man's cheating on you, and I actually like her.
She already knows.
Oh, then she's dumb.
She's fine nice. With it.
Oh, I like her, though.
No, that bitch is fake.
I like fake, fat, white bitches.
That was funny.
what should we do an improv skit on? I was doing this last episode when it was just me. Okay, so.
Oh, you're doing a podcast with just yourself?
No, remember last episode you told me to record.
Oh, okay. I was like,
why does he think?
Oh, because
now I'm going to make my own podcast, bitch.
Make it, bitch.
I was actually thinking about doing like a scary story podcast.
Fuck you. No, we're doing everything together. We're trademarked together, gay besties, bitch. We need to trademark that tomorrow.
Y'all see how controlling he is?
I'm not controlling. We're trademarking it tomorrow. But listen, why would you even think about doing something without me? That's really kind of fucked up.
What the fuck?
Why are you trying to have like some extra side gig with just you, bitch? You complain about editing our episodes now.
Okay.
So why would you want to do ours and your own?
Because it would be my own project, and I didn't think you would be interested in doing that.
I like scary stories!
But you don't have the voice to read scary stories.
Once upon a time. That's our skit, scary stories. Okay.
But it's actually like...
Yeah, it's actually... Okay.
So... No.
I know the story. Okay. So we're two girls.
Okay.
We're sitting together.
Okay.
We're talking about boys, having a little sleepover. We're best friends. We're sitting all on our knees, guys, the way the white bitches. I'm a darker skinned girl, but I'm so light skinned, and I got a nice weave in, and it's in a ponytail, and it comes to the side, okay? I'm cute as fuck, skinny. We're wearing bras and like boy shorts, okay?
I'm a brunette. Okay. I have like curly hair. Oh. My name's Abigail.
Oh.
And I have glasses.
Oh, I'm Trisha.
Okay, Trisha.
Hey, this.
Okay. Some of the fucker we.
Okay, so. I'll start off. You feed off of me, okay?
Okay.
Hey.
Hi.
What's your name again?
Abigail.
Oh, Abby.
Yes!
Abby, you know, it's kind of scary outside, especially us being here by ourselves and we're only 14.
Oh my gosh. Wait, why did you not know my name?
Because when I fell, when I was in your bathroom, because there was a puddle on the ground, because your dad, he said he gets drunk and he pisses all over the toilet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I slipped on it, so I forgot.
Oh, I'm sorry, you slipped in my dad's piss.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, your dad's an alcoholic.
Actually, my dad's like here right now. Whose piss was that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was just mine.
Oh, this reminds me of a time when I was in summer camp.
Oh, my God.
Do you want to hear about it?
Yeah.
All right, guys, so now we're going on our sides, and we're sitting, like, with our feet over here. And
are we just in? Are we just in my room?
Yeah, in your room, on your bed. Your bed. Your room is a big ass room. You got a big ass bed.
I'm a white family.
Yeah, a white family.
My dad's the CEO of like fucking Target.
My dad owns
Ruby Tuesdays. The
Best Buy stores.
No, he owns Ruby Tuesdays.
No, because I don't like that.
Okay,
place.
My dad owns Ruby Tuesdays.
And my dad owns Best Buy, so that means I'm richer than you. But like, I'm like friends with you still. Like, hi, girl. I drive a Mercedes. You drive a Lexus. Like that kind of shit.
I mean,
okay.
My dad sells like more money.
When I was at summer camp, there was this boy.
Oh my god, there's a boy?
Well, I really like this boy, but the thing is about this boy, he didn't like other boys. And this boy wasn't in my class either, which is weird on why he was there.
I'm so confused. Are you a boy or a girl?
I'm a girl? Trisha?
Okay, so...
What the fuck? Did you slip inside your dad's pistol? Your laugh is so weird looking, bitch.
No, because, like, you were like, because you were like,
because I was like, I don't say, I know what I'm gonna say.
Hold on, I have to breathe.
My dad is the tech girl anyways, of the fucking world.
Oh, because you said he didn't like boys. So, like, why did that make you...
Can you let me finish?
Oh.
You cut me off a lot. Tiffany. Abigail. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm gonna key your dad's car, so this you fucking
boy,
fat bitch.
My mom, my dad, he can afford to fix it. Actually, he just got a brand new car.
That's why I'm like,
your dad.
Dad
going through a bankruptcy. Ruby Tuesdays aren't doing that good these days, mama.
Actually, their sales are up 3%.
Where?
So shut the fuck up.
In Kentucky, bitch? Because that's anybody that eats that is them fat, nasty, greasy motherfuckers there.
Are you gonna tell me about your story, you dumb fat bitch?
Mama, I wear a size 1. While you're bigger than most in your size 5, we
I'm
don't
a
care.
Size negative 3.
Oh, so you're like inside of yourself? Oh, okay.
Anyway,
but so the boy, he wasn't in our class, but he was there at the camp. He called himself like, he said he was like adopted by the camp. So in this camp is for other girls like me that suffer
from
diabetes.
It's a diabetes
that
camp.
Suffers from epilepsy.
Oh. You're epileptic?
Yes.
Flashing lights!
But it's okay because I got my eyes done.
Oh.
Bitch. But so we're there, we're bonding, and there was a boy there. And the boy was like, oh, I work for the camp. I was adopted by the camp. And we were like,
wait, is this the same boy?
Yeah.
Or is this another boy?
It's the same boy. He's cute. All the girls like, and like we all wanted to like hang out with him and get to talk to him and like get to know him because apparently he used to be epileptic, but he like did like some H2O infused donut pizza thing.
I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt you, but where's the scary story?
Can you wait?
I don't need all this backstory.
Okay. Oh, I just want to know about my camp.
No,
okay,
I don't know what the story was.
So anyway, so all of us girls, it's a late night. Yo, it's a Friday night. You know, we're chilling in the cabin, everything. So our cabin is out in the middle of nowhere. There's our cabin, the counselor's cabin, and then like boats and stuff.
This sounds
us,
like
right?
a movie.
No.
It sounds like, not Pink Friday, Friday the 13th.
No, this ain't it.
Sounds exactly like
no,
it.
No, now we're going home. So now we're home, and I thought you wanted to know about my camp. I didn't even want to hear
this.
Okay, more of the story is, so I get home, the boy stalks me, he's in my fucking house.
Oh,
I'm
no.
like, why are you here? He's like, oh, I came to return this, he had my comb. And I went and looked the comb, my room is full of black lights. I look at my comb, there's semen all over the fucking comb, so I'm like, what the fuck? So he leaves, whatever. I tell my dad the story, my dad's like, he's an alcoholic too, whatever. He's like, oh, man, you're lying to me, dad. And I'm like, whatever, dad. As long as you pay my car payment this month, I don't give a fuck. I'm 14. So I'm just chilling. Yeah, how am I 14 with a car? Don't ask me. But I drive drunk, which is not a good thing. But I'm epileptic, so something needs to help me at nighttime whenever I see lights.
Are you supposed to drink with your epileptic medicine?
Oh, I don't take meds. I get my eyes done.
That's not how that works.
Oh, my dad can afford my eyes to get did.
Oh, okay.
I have new eyes.
Oh. Okay. Eye transplant?
No, for real. It came from
Queen Mother?
Wushu Wushu.
Queen Mother?
Of China.
Oh.
Her eyes were preserved. See?
So was that the whole scary story? Was he just
Keep no, so he did that, and then we find out that he's like actually a missing kid who's missing because he killed his parents. We were like, what the fuck? We go and we look at our backpacks. Our shit is not fucking in there. Our underwear is all missing. No one's underwear is fucking there, all right? And one thing that I seen when he left, he had underwear in his pocket. So comes to find out, he killed his mom and his dad because his dad found out that he was sniffing his mom's underwear.
What the fuck?
That's what we went through.
Oh my god. That's crazy, Melissa.
What was your... My name was, Tom, Lewis.
Tom Brady. Oh, what? You want to hear my scary story?
Sure. Bethany. Abigail. Oh, Abby. Gail. So,
it was nighttime.
This is whack.
It was nighttime.
Ooh. Night. Why'd you look at me like that? Oh my god. When she said nighttime, she looked at me because I'm black.
What the fuck? No.
Racist bitch.
So it's nighttime, and I was
watching. You're looking at me like that whenever you say nighttime. Why are you looking at me like that whenever you say nighttime? So nighttime? It's like you're judging me, bitch. Like night like you.
No.
Black like you.
No, okay. So it was nighttime.
Why do you keep looking at me, Trisha? I mean,
because I'm telling you the story, you fat bitch. So it was nighttime, and I was walking my dog, Mr. Goobers.
Bye.
And Mr. Goobers got off the leash.
Put your bitch on a leash.
Sorry. Oh my god. Yeah, put your bitch. Tell your husband to put his bitch on a leash.
No. Tell your boyfriend to put his bitch. Put your bitch on a leash. I'm talking about your boyfriend. That's what he said. Man, I have to go beat that motherfucker's ass. But sorry.
Wow, your voice ain't really manly.
I'm also taking a new chemical for my epilepsy, for my new eyes.
Are you transitioning?
It's called testosterone.
Oh. You're trans? Good. I'm glad you're becoming the person you really want to be. Thanks. Anyways. Asia? What?
Amanda.
Abigail, you fat bitch. Anyways. And so my dog got off the leash, right? And he walked in the woods. He was just like a little dog. He was like walking in the woods. And then the wolves came. And the wolves started to eat him.
These dogs are cute, huh?
Then the wolves ripped him apart and ate him. And I just stood there. I was like, oh my god. My dog's fucking dead. So he started to run, right? And the wolves chased after me. And then one caught my leg and he bit me, right? And he like ripped off like flesh and stuff, but I just kept running because I was like, I don't want to die, right? I was like, I already lost my dog.
Your fat ass can run.
Yeah, I actually lost 3 pounds, so.
Because you ran?
Uh-huh. And I was running. I was just like running so fast. And then there was a guy. The guy was just standing in the middle of a field.
And was he was a just farmer? Like. Farmer? In his property.
Oh my god. His name is Old McDonald.
Oh my god. Okay.
And then he had a gun and he shot the wolves. I was like, oh my god, that's so sad.
You suck his dick for saying a thank you?
I'm underage.
My mom told me to suck dick to say thank you.
That's weird. Anyways, I'm 14, so shut the fuck up. And then he pointed the gun at me. He was like, you're gonna die too.
Oh my god.
I was like, oh my god, don't kill me. Like, I'm like too young to die and stuff.
How old were you?
13 and a half.
Why were you walking by yourself 13 and a half through woods?
Because my parents have a GPS tracker in my skull, so they know where I am at all times.
Oh.
Yeah. The guy, he tried to like kill me. I was like, no, you're not gonna kill me. And he's like, actually, I am. I was like, okay, bet. And then I started to run, and then he started to shoot at me. And I felt like I was in, like, a movie, right? I was just, like, running. I was, like, running for my life. And then I found a sword, right, in, like, the field. And then I took the sword, and I stabbed him. But he didn't die.
Oh, my God.
He wasn't real. He was a fucking ghost. So I just started running. I ran for my life. I was like, oh, my God, there's a ghost chasing after me. And then I made it to my house. And I was like, Dad, a ghost is chasing after me. And he was like, listen here, you dumb bitch. Go to your fucking room, you dumbass bitch. Give me some more beer. I was like, yes, Dad. Yes, Dad. And that was the end of the story.
Oh, my God.
I know. That was so scary.
You crazy bitch. I didn't know your life was as crazy as...
I know. And end of scene. Yeah, that's kind of retarded.
Well, I thought it was good.
Okay, so we're going to actually be talking about jobs.
Yeah, so Tanner...
What was your first job?
No, let's tell them first your job history, where all you've worked, and what your favorite job was.
Okay. So I first worked at a little, it was a hotel and grill in my hometown. And it's like, I was so desperate to get a job because my parents were like, you need to get a job. But, you know, never made my stepbrother get a job. Whatever. So I like applied like 3 times to this place and then
they finally hired you?
Yeah, so it was a dishwasher and stuff. There, like, the guys were so hot, but I was like 16, so there's this hot guy named Logan. He was like muscular and shit. Oh, he was so fun. He was a waiter.
Bitch, why everywhere you go, it's like some hot guy, like and this hot guy was
yeah. Because hot people are attracted to me. Oh. Because I am the sun or whatever.
Oh.
There's this old ass man that cooked, and he was always drunk and high cooking the food. And I don't think he ever went to school for cooking or anything. He was like not a good cook.
You said he was just cooking?
Yes.
Yes.
And they would have anybody cook. Like, they tried to have me cook one time. I mean, I could cook. They would have me deveining the shrimp and shit. Yeah. Oh my god, this one bitch that I went to school with, she was in the same class. She was pregnant when we were in freshman year, I think.
Oh, that bitch was fucking.
Yeah. No, did I ever tell you a story how she tried to fuck me at a concession stand?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit was.
I was like, should have been like, okay.
No, because she's
STDs. I would have just laid back and just let my thing get sucked and wet.
No, I'm good. Because I wanted to do the sucking. Because I'm a faggot. So they actually had her cooking.
Oh, ew.
A senior in high school just cooking. Like, what the fuck? Imagine you're going to a quote-unquote nice, fancy restaurant where you have to dress up to even eat there. Like, you have to dress up. Like, you can't just be a basic bitch with a Hollister shirt on. You have to
dress up. You gotta dress up there?
Yes.
Ugh.
And that fucking high schooler is cooking your food. Like, that's sad. Some of the food was actually pretty good. Like, they made really good hamburgers. One time I had to clean out the refrigerator. That shit was fucking nasty. There was, like, mold and shit in there. But, like, what I loved about that job is we would have, like, a prime rib night every month. And, like, they wouldn't sell all the prime rib. So the cooks would, like, give us, like, prime rib. Like, they would just give us prime rib. It was so fucking good. And y'all motherfuckers who be eating at restaurants and not eating your food, I'm gonna tell you, there are some nasty-ass bitches in the back that be munching on your food. So, yeah. And rich people don't fucking eat food. Like, I remember one time someone brought back a whole fucking steak, and I was like a fat bitch. I was like, damn, I really want to eat that, but that's nasty. But I'm sure there's some, there's this ugly bitch that I work with. I'm not gonna say her name. But she would fucking eat all that food. Like, there would be bite marks, and she would still fucking eat it. I was like, bitch, you're nasty. But her and her sister worked there. That was a whole mess. I just realized I'm talking to myself because Freddie's in the other fucking room. Freddie! We'll be right back.
We're back.
So, yeah, that was my experience working there, and then I ended up getting quote-unquote promoted to doing like the fucking shitty continental breakfast at the hotel on Saturdays, and the continental breakfast was like some just like shitty like cut up fruit and like some toast, and people would be like, well, where's the biscuits and gravy? I was like, at another store, bitch. I ain't making a fucking that ain't that kind of thing. Like, bitches thought that, like, we had a whole buffet or some shit. I'm like, no, this is it. Like,
y'all are kind of retarded. So was it just, like, a salad bar?
What? No, it was a continental breakfast.
Oh.
There was a menu. I think there was, like, cinnamon toast something.
Oh, some bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Just some shit I put in the microwave.
You're us?
No,
we'll
no,
put
no.
the shit in the microwave?
And then no, we'll no, we actually had a chef. His name was Chef Mike.
And he cooked waffles?
Yeah.
Inside of a waffle
Chef maker? Mike is the microwave.
Oh, I'm dead. Bitch, you're stupid.
Yeah. And then, let me think. Where did I work at next? Oh, that I worked at Hardee's. That shit was...
Bitch, I've had good jobs. My turn. So, I've worked. Did you tell all your jobs?
Not yet.
Oh, just your first job?
Yeah, Hardee's.
Okay, so my first job was at my parents' dry cleaners. That was a mess. I liked it. It was fun. Snapping clothes and you checking in the clothes, tagging them, throwing them in the thing. Dry machine. Like, you know, the solvent and stuff. It was the dry cleaning. So, yeah, I was like, yeah. But I really liked it. It was a fun job. It was always hot in there, though, because, like, the machines were running and, like, we had the air on and the doors open to try to stay. Like, it was really hot in there. Mm-hmm. But at nighttime, I was glad when it was, like, after 2 o'clock and then the machine stopped running and it cooled down a lot in there. But, ooh, that sun would hit my eyes and my face and my skin and... It was just really warm in there, but I liked it. It was fun. The check was good. My parents, they paid me good, too. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, money. Why are you looking like that? Oh, yeah. But it was fun. I love that place. And then after that, I quit working. Because I was...
What the fuck?
I quit working because
you were depressed.
I graduated and then I was going to college. I was supposed to go in the Air Force, but then I, personal reasons, cut that out. But I was about to ship out and everything for basic training, and I was like, no. And then, because of some other stuff, but I was like, whatever, I was going to college. So that's when I moved in with my first boyfriend.
Yikes. But yeah, so I worked at Hardee's. That shit was nasty. Hardee's kind of be bussing, but Hardee's is nasty.
It like, was when you worked there?
Yes.
It was probably just your only location.
I mean, probably.
The story you tell me, bitch.
I remember my first manager there. Her name was fucking Candy. She was a fucking bitch.
Goodbye.
So we were in the middle. I hate bitches and candy. We were in the middle of a fucking rush, right? And I really need to fucking pee. I'm like, Candy, can I go pee really quick? And she's like, no, we're in a rush. I was like, damn, then I guess I'll just piss here. And then she got all, like, mad at me. I'm like, yeah, don't try me. I didn't actually say, don't try me. But
you really had to pee that bad?
I had to pee. Like, I also hated it because it was fucking hot in there, right? They would not let us have drinks in the back.
So where could you drink your food?
We had to go all the drink your food.
I mean, like, drink your drinks.
We had to go all the way out into the... what's it called? The fucking...
the dining room?
Dining room. And drink. And they wouldn't let us drink the soda or anything. We had to drink water.
Is that some people who would get some soda?
Oh, yeah. I stole soda. Bitch, we always stole food.
Y'all stole food?
Well, not stole, but, like, people...
Was that on cameras?
I mean, yeah. So, I didn't steal any food. I was just like... Tanner, people would steal food, though. See, people would steal
like,
food.
Like, do what?
Like, they wouldn't ring up their lunch or anything. They would just make it. And then just, like, wouldn't ring up. It was like, whatever.
But the camera would see that.
Oh, our managers were busy, like, smoking crack and shit.
Oh.
Oh, and my one manager was too busy sexually harassing all the other female coworkers.
Damn.
He fucked this bitch in the freezer.
How did he fuck her in the freezer?
Took her in the freezer and fucked her? I don't know.
Were they not cold?
He was a tall black man.
Oh, he was one of them, nigga. He was a nigga. Okay. Y'all, he was a
He was kind of fine. He slapped me on my ass once.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. I remember I went to the office, and I was like, I'm not making fun of sexual assault. I've actually been sexually assaulted before, but I'm just telling the story because it's kind of funny. But he is like a bad person for what he
did. Is he a predator?
Low-key. But I was in the office. And we were just, like, joking around and stuff. And then I was like, okay, thank you for... I got my check. And he was like, no... what did he say? Yeah, no problem, Tanner. And then, like, slapped my ass. I was like, And I just walked
over. Did he turn around like, ooh? Or
no.
I was surprised you
and
didn't.
And he knew I was gay, so I don't know. That same fucking work. So there was this dumb bitch named... what's her fucking name? Jessica. Her name was fucking Jessica. She's the one that fucked the manager in the freezer. She was dumb.
Jessica
like,
fucked?
She was... She had, like, issues, if you know
what I mean. And he fucked her in the freezer?
Yes!
How do y'all know he fucked in the freezer?
Because she told us. She's like,
you
oh, yeah.
You that dumb bitch?
No. she wouldn't lie about that because she didn't know what the fuck she was talking about. She like literally went to higher ups and stuff. But I was like,
So tell us the story of the shit she told y'all.
I don't remember all of it, but basically, she said that he just took her in the freezer and like had her do stuff.
Oh, so just had her suck his dick then?
Well, and fucked. I don't know the whole story.
Why would she do it?
Because it's her boss and she felt like she had to.
Really?
That's what she said.
She liked that big black dick.
That's not okay. Anyways, so, no, fuck that bitch because I was at lunch. I was eating my little salad that maybe for it to ring in. I don't know.
Oh, I forgot to ring it. You know.
I would always get like a little salad. And then I would get, like, two of the charbroiled chicken breasts, and I would chop it up. I put a bunch of tomatoes and shit. Oh, they had an all-natural burger. That shit was my jam. But she, like, sat down to me, next to me, at, like, their, like, booths and stuff. She sat facing me, and she just started talking. She's like, so why are you gay? I was like, because I am. And she's like, well, you know, they can fix that, right? My cousin, he was gay once, blah, blah, blah. And then my manager, the black one, he sat down, because we were talking, and he was like, Jessica, don't talk about that. Don't talk like that. And I was like, go off. I'm not going to say his name. But he was defending me and shit. And she's like, well, you know, it's not okay to be gay, blah, 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 blah. I was like, bitch, shut the fuck up.
But you said the bitch was retarded. I mean, kind of slow.
She is.
Okay, so why would you
I actually went out with her to a bar.
Shut the fuck up!
For some reason, she brought her with us. I was like, what the fuck? We went to fucking Applebee's with his bitch, and we sang karaoke. Well, they sang karaoke. I didn't
know. In Wichita?
No, in Emporia.
Oh, they still have one here.
Should we say the names of the cities?
I don't give a fuck.
But yeah, it was so cringe. I hate that bitch. Fuck that bitch. She lives in a trailer home, so. And she still lives with her daddy, so.
Well, she's slow. She probably can't live on her own.
True.
I can't do it on my own. That is Bessie. So, my first job in college was at Quick Shop.
You kind of look like you would work at a Quick Shop.
Oh, I was the cutest bitch up there. Like, this one old bitch was like, oh, it's about time we had a good-looking man up here. I was like, you better sit your own white ass down, bitch, because I don't want anything dusty.
Is she trying to get her pussy played when I have the Quick
Shop? I want the Quick Shop.
Quick Shop.
I work for Dylan's. I want to play with her little bitch. Her ass be writing checks all the time.
Oh.
She's that old.
I hate bitches that write checks.
So at Quick Shop, like, I had to run their check, put their ID.
Identification?
ID, their name, their birthday, and then who accept the check, me. And it was like this thing we did. It was stupid as fuck. But yeah, I did that. And then, you know, rigging up gas. I love that the drinks were free. Like the sodas. That's nice. I always had a soda, a tall ass soda. I would have surfing all day. I wish I had a soda right now.
Wait, were you in one of those?
No, I was in the store Quick
Shop. Oh, you were in the store? Oh, okay. Yeah, well, you said Dylan's, so I thought.
It's owned by Dylan's.
Oh.
I mean, yeah. Like,
because I thought you were one of them old bitches.
Oh, no. It was like me.
I would fucking hate that.
It was one fat white guy. His name was Caleb. He pissed me off because, like, he wanted to be the assistant manager, but he wasn't. So he was the oldest one at that store.
Oh, he's one of those.
Hold on. He was the oldest one at that store. The oldest has, like, been there the longest, but he was, like, 25. I was 18. So he was, like, the oldest one, that worked up at that store with the manager. So he thought he was, like, almost the assistant.
He thought he was doing something.
I was like, nigga, you
thought
we on the same pay grade, bitch. Go sit your ass down.
You worked here longer. And
Remember him, because me and him got into it. But that's the side thing. So I'm working there, you know, I'm just doing what I'm doing. And then, this one bitch, like, stole from the store.
Why do bitches always steal from gas
stations? Hold on. So every transaction you do, it logs up under your name, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, you know how much to take out, how much to put back. Make sure your ass ain't stealing money. So this bitch was ringing up gift cards. Cashing them out.
The same, your friend?
Yes. A different bitch. Oh, shit. Edit her name out. But, yeah, the bitches up there were a mess. So, she was like scanning gift cards, then putting it in her computer as cash, and then the cash won't be inside the drawer. So she's taking it like that, like pretend I put cash in there, and then would delete it.
Is she stupid?
Her ass would refund it. So the cash got refunded, but the card still was activated. It was weird how the system worked back when I was there. It was like an old system. It was weird as fuck. But it was still a touchscreen, but it was old. But yeah, you know, drinks and everything, you scan it. Mm-hmm. And then I hated the old bitches that came in and bought cartons and cartons of cigarettes and then hella lottery tickets. I'm like, y'all is doing too much.
Just chain smoking and doing the lottery.
Scratching lottery.
Scratching like, lotteries with their cigarettes.
It was one old bitch up there said, yeah, I'll like two cartons of Virginia Slims. I was like, bitch, don't nobody smoke those
shut
no more.
Shut the fuck up.
If you would have just shut the fuck up, bitch, I wouldn't have had my day ruined. Like, it was stupid the way she said that. But yeah, that bitch got fired. The bitch who stole the gift cards and shit. Then they asked her why she did it. Her ass was like, because I needed it. Because
I had kids at home.
No kids, yeah, whatever. But I got fired from there because I got into a fight with a guy named Caleb. Like, actual fist fight. He called me a faggot, and I was not playing about that
shit.
Did
he lie?
No. But I still, so, he wasn't bigger. He was built like a linebacker, but slimmer. It was weird the way he was built. He was a big white boy, stink, sweating all the time.
What are
the weird white boy, though, is like the weird that stinks, white, fat white boys, like that kind of white boy. Not like the, I'm tough, I know how to fight white boys. Like, yeah, it was that. So he was like, whatever you faggot. He said like that too. He wore glasses. I said, you said what? He said, I said faggot. What else you want from me to call you the N-word? Like, he was really mad at me.
Oh, my God.
He was fucking pressed because I told the fucking manager that he hasn't been cashing out on his fucking meals. So he got mad at me. And I was like, but you haven't, Caleb. And yes, that's his real name. Fuck Caleb.
Purr.
I was like, fuck you, Caleb. Like,
fuck Caleb.
You're stealing, Caleb. Ring out your shit, bitch.
We should find him on Facebook.
I forgot his last name. But we, he probably still works up there. Just let's just drive up there. But yeah, fuck him, Caleb, bitch.
So you got fired?
Oh, I hit him. So we got into a fist fight. So he's coming at me because he's coming towards me, like to get in my face. Yanked in the fucking face.
Period.
That's all. Period. Because the way he was coming at me was kind of a quick motion. So I was like, what? Yuck. Yonked him in his fucking face. His glasses fell.
You should not get fired for that bullshit.
Listen, hold on. So the glasses fell, right?
Was he like...
No, he was like, did you just punch me in the face? I was like, I sure fucking did.
I fucking did. Call me a faggot.
Grabbed my shoulder. I rushed his ass. I couldn't pick him up. He was heavy. I just rushed him, and then I pushed him against the counter. So on the counter, is like displays of like candy and the lighters and the chargers.
Were there people watching this?
No, because it was at nighttime. So it was just me and him and then this other black coworker. Fuck her too, Alicia.
Yeah, fuck you, Alicia.
So her ass was in there too. She was like on the phone with the manager while I'm fighting this guy. I'm like, you're black too, bitch. But hold on. He called me a faggot. I forgot he called me a faggot and not the N-word.
But then he said.
But I was like, you're black too, bitch. Like, you should understand, like, what the fuck? Like, I'm getting hate crimes right here. So, like.
Because you're gay. You were gay.
So, anyway, I rush him. He hits me in the back. Because, like, I'm like this, and he's, like, above me. He hits me in the back. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, he's, like, hitting me, trying to get him off me. He's punching me in my spine. And this is back when I was smaller. I was like, oh, fuck. I can still fight, but I was, like not as strong.
His friend now would not let nobody.
Oh, now, nigga, was gay. But, so he hits me in the back. I kind of stumble back. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, hold on my back. Because, like, he's hitting my damn spine.
You just said, hold up.
So then he coming out at me again. Nigga, whoa. I just whopped his fucking shit.
Yes!
He didn't. I've never knocked a person out. So his ass, it stunned him. But he kind of stumbled. And then I came in again. Yuck, this way. And then he stumbled that way. And then I just pushed him. Like, I hope pushed the fuck out of him. I was like, you fucking done or what? He's like, you hit me first. I said, nigga, you was coming up to me. I was like, I felt threatened. Like, your ass, whoa, was about to fucking hit me. Right? So I'm like, fuck you, nigga. So here comes the manager. As soon as the fight's over, the manager always comes in right when the conflict is fucking over with. I've had so many customer conflicts. As soon as they're done and I handle it, then the bitch wants to walk in from smoking. Fat bitch. Her ass is old and fat too. And talked like this. Like, bitch, shut up, you scary mouse, bitch.
Okay, what did she say? But do it in her voice.
She walked in, she was like, Freddie, stop! And I was like, what the fuck? Her ass was like, Caleb, stop! What is going on? My store! My store!
Like, shut the fuck up, you fat bitch.
Fuck, this ain't your store, bitch.
Bitch, you don't get money from this. You make
a salary, bitch, that's barely $20,000 a year. But anyway, so she's like, my star, stop it. Alicia, call the police. And I was like, Alicia, don't call no fucking police. I was like, honestly.
Alicia was a snitch.
No, yeah, fuck Alicia. What the fuck Alicia?
I feel like she got a nasty ass weave.
No, her ass is mixed.
So, oh.
She was like a crackhead skinny mixed girl. Oh. Like crackhead skinny, used to prostitute. No, worse than that. So, yeah, I was like, I'll just leave. I was like, I won't even work here no more, bitch. I quit. I was like, okay, good, leave. And then I was like, Caleb, you need to leave too. And then he was like, am I fired? She said, talk to me tomorrow. So
he didn't get fired?
No. Because according to Alicia, I hit him first, which I did. But the way he was walking towards me saying those words, I didn't know. I'm going to let him hit me first.
Right, I feel like if you are the first aggressor, you are the reason that you got punched. That's bullshit.
He hit me. I hit him first. I admit I hit him first. But the way his fat ass was coming at me, and I was smaller back then, I didn't know what was going on. I wasn't about to get beat up. He fucked my back up, though. My back did hurt for a few days. Like, his heavy ass hands was hitting my fucking spine. And I was like, why would you even stand there, Freddie, and be against him like that after you're still like... I was, like, resting because, like, it took a lot out of me to push his fat ass. So I was, like, sitting there kind of, like over-breathing. And then that's when he was just hitting me. Just bam, bam, bam. Because, you know, his fat ass got, you know, big ass.
He got those hams.
Them hams and them yams. Turkey, eggs, and ham.
Green eggs and ham ass,
bitch. I love you. But, yeah, fuck that bitch. And then the next place I worked was...
Maybe we'll do a part two. Because it's a little long.
Okay.
Or should we just do a longer episode?
No, I'm going to tell my last job, and then you tell your last job. We'll tell your...
Well, when does our friend get back?
I really don't care. So my...
This will just be a long episode.
The job that I had after that was... Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
Oh, let's back it
up. As I moved to Tennessee to go to college.
What? You worked at IHOP.
That was way after that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So, IHOP was after Enterprise. So, I was at Enterprise for almost four years. Aww. Started in 2015, like, right after that shit. And then I ended, like, early 2019.
Yeah, because when we were friends again.
Yeah,
you were working
there. I was working at Enterprise. So, I started working at the Enterprise in Tennessee. And I started off as, they had me as a car prep because they didn't know I was in college, right? And when you're in college, you're able to be an intern there and work the counter and not get paid as much as the AM.
How much does a car prep make?
Car prep made like $10 an hour. Interns makes 15 plus commission. CMs make... like 30 an hour plus commission, then the manager gets a base of like $80,000-$90,000 a year. Enterprise got money, but it's all also commission based as well. For the higher, like the more middle people, it's more commission based, but you're gonna get your commission regardless because
Enterprise is those people that you just get rent cars from.
Yeah. Oh. So yeah, because they were like, oh, da da da, like. They didn't know I was in college. I was like, yeah, bitch, I'm not just here, broke, and not in college, bitch, the fuck? And I tell them my major and everything, and the host was like, oh, okay, da-da-da. So then they had to, like, tell me to bring in proof. I was like, nigga, what the fuck? That's why I work here part-time. But anyway, so I showed them my proof and everything, and then I became an intern there, and then I started just to be able to work the counter, check-in, yeah, you know, the desk work. But, like, you had to dress up there. I love Jordan. I love wearing, like, nice clothes and shit. Like, I'm always shopping. But, like, I love wearing nice shit. So I was like, ooh, this gives me a reason to buy nice shit. Then my first boyfriend, he had money. He was a truck driver. And he made, like, he was, like, his own person. He made, like, $300,000 a year. He made a lot of money.
And he's fucking bitches on the way.
Yeah, he cheated on me a lot. But I was spending that money, though. I was... So, like, my check was for nothing. Like, I was always out eating. And then when he came back, RS was always out eating. But I was skinny back then. But, like...
Wait, when we were friends, did you... Were you dating him?
No. That was right after my breakup. That was right after I broke up, and then I got with Dumbass. Ugh. And then right after I broke up with Dumbass is when I got with my husband. Oh, it's like, I can't ever be single. It's like,
yeah, you know.
It's because I'm cute.
Yeah, me and Mom talk about
it's
that.
It's because I'm cute. But, like, I had people, like, waiting for me to, like, become single and shit.
What the fuck?
Which was weird. Like, as soon as I put single on Facebook, inbox, hey, you're single? Hey, what's
that's
up?
That's creepy.
Hey, bud. Da, da, da. Ooh, when the older man would text me and go, hey, bud, I'd be like, I'm not dating him no more, so I can't spend that check. Can you come spend it? No, I wasn't like that. I had a job. I worked at Enterprise when I moved back here. I was doing the same thing. And then I was still working there, yeah, whenever we were friends and then we could be friends. I moved to Georgia, and I was still working there. And then I quit because they said some racist shit to me. And
he was working at Dunkin'.
Then I worked at... a greenhouse, which is actually really fun. I know a lot about trees, y'all. It's weird. That the nursery I worked at was cool. It was in Georgia. I loved it because, like, at work, I could wear, like, cutoffs and jeans and shit and look cool. Snakes were a problem, and I hate snakes, like, big garden snakes and shit. But it was fun as fuck to drive the tractors around, and I worked with one of Dumbass's step-cousins, so it was, like, I knew folks there. No, it was fun there. We had fucking fun. I love that job. They paid me like $18 an hour, which at the time I thought, ooh, that's just good money.
$18 an hour?
Yeah, but I had to like pick up like orders and shit, deliver trees, move trees off the truck with the thing. Like, it was a labor intensive job. I was skinny back then, so like I liked it. It kept me fit and stuff. But I liked that it was hot in the day. Then in the evening, me and Dumbass would go to the lake and swim because it was right there. Because
yeah, y'all look like
we lived in the mountains. And then, huh? Oh no, the water is clear. Carter's Lake in Georgia, It's clear. I love it. And RS would jump off the rocks from off the little mountains. It's a pretty lake. Like, you see the fish swimming around you. Creepy, but I love clear water. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that job was crazy. And then I worked at IHOP. IHOP, I started in Georgia. Me and Dumbass moved back to Kansas. And then his ass was like, oh, I miss my mom. I was like, bitch, your mom is ugly, but whatever. So that we moved back to Georgia, and then I'm still at IHOP. And then I quit at IHOP because this bitch accused me of giving people senior drinks because it was like 20 cents cheaper than a regular drink, right?
Who gives a fuck?
Hold on. And I thought this bitch was my friend. Her name was Brandy, and that bitch's man was in prison, and her son worked until the weekends, and he acted like he was fucking fruity. And then whenever the dad came out of prison, he started acting like straighter. But the dad has been in jail for 16 years, and he was 16.
Mm. Oh, the dad be taking dick.
So the dad was in prison, and this bitch was a server but was the nighttime manager. I was like, bitch, you're ugly. But then the bitch became the actual assistant manager. Uh-huh. But yeah, she told my manager and was like, yeah, I think he's giving out senior beverages to everybody. I was like, excuse me, bitch? I was like, no.
But you looked like you could get a senior discount, mama.
She was like a bigger crackhead. It was weird. But I knew the bitch was on drugs because the bitch just looked like a drug addict. Which who isn't at an IHOP? I worked with this one bitch who was a crackhead. It was bad. Her name was Wendy. And then...
Wendy? Wendy the crackhead? I don't know what her
life is. Her hair was so thin, the bitch would... We'll put it up in like a little elastic rubber band. That's how it looked, friend. I have more hair than that bitch. But I got some... My hair is pretty long once you uncurl the curl. But yeah, she... a mess.
What about your friend that was stealing money at home?
Oh, the bitch from my wedding? Yeah. Yeah, her ass is stealing gift cards from Dylan's. Scanning them, and then this bitch was like... I didn't buy a gift card, and then she claimed she quit.
I thought she was comping drinks at IHOP.
Oh, her ass was comping drinks at IHOP, too. Yeah.
Fuck that dumb bitch.
Because the bitch had them under this card one day, it was just comping shit.
Why do people think they'll get away with that? Like,
she did for like a few months, and then they did the audit.
Oh, yeah.
The audit caught her ass.
Oh, well, then after Hardee's, I worked at a balloon factory, which I worked there for like 3 to 4 years. That shit was, it was a messy job. Like, you would, you'd have to mix the ink. Well, it just depends. So, I'm really sorry about the train in the background. So, sometimes we'd have to make our own custom ink, because, like, customers would want, like, a certain color, so we had to mix that shit. That was annoying. But other than that, most of the, like, the colors kind of, like, the primary colors, they just came in, like, that we had people that mixed them together. I knew how to, like, run all the machines, so I could basically make any, print on any fucking balloon. Ooh. I was the baddest bitch there. But this middle-aged, ugly-ass bitch named Rebecca, fuck that dumb bitch. I got a quote-unquote promotion to being a team, to being on team, which is like, they're like 11 to 13 inch balloon machines. Mm-hmm. And like, there's like 6 of them, and we kind of work as a team to run them all. And they were going off about no phones while you're working, blah, 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 blah. But the fuck am I supposed to do while I just watch the fucking machine? No, I'm gonna look at my phone. And but, I hadn't texted my boyfriend all day because I sleep during the day because I was on night shift. And I was just like texting my boyfriend because I hadn't talked to him in a while, talked to him all day. And she's like, you need to put your phone away. I was like, I'm talking to my fucking boyfriend, so shut the fuck up. And she was like, no, you can't do that. Da-da-da-da-da. I was like, what the fuck
ever? Hey, bitch, shut up.
Like, white bitches. And I hated that place. Like, it was, I loved most of the people. Like, I have some pretty good friends that still work there, but that shit was messy and probably give me cancer. Because, like, that shit that you're, like, basically bathing in, like, ew, paint thinners and shit. And, like, you would have ink all over yourself, and, like, I would have ink in my arm here and rip it out.
So.
But, yeah, after that, I just worked at Walmart.
That's good.
Actually, so I had a mental breakdown before. And I quit my other at the balloon factory. I quit because I had a mental breakdown, and they rehired me. And then I used one of my days off, and they're like, "Yeah, that was in your contract. Like, you can't use any of your days off for a set amount of time." I was like,
"Oh yeah, wow, probably."
And I was like, "Oh, okay." So they fired me again, and then I had this mental breakdown, but they ain't gonna hire me back. So apparently they sent me something in the mail that the UPS had to like hand deliver me a letter. So I'm like, I really don't want to know what's in the letter, so I'm not gonna go and get it.
It's probably a W-2 right now. Maybe a last check or something, or
no, I gotta get that.
Go get it. It's probably something. It's not nothing bad.
But I'm just, it kind of pissed me off that like they didn't even like try to call me and see if I was okay or nothing. Like I kind of felt useless. I was like, wow. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know. But fuck them.
And fuck Walmart.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed our little show.
Yes, it was kind of love. Long one.
It was long, but it was very informational. Like, we learned a lot.
Yeah. Yes.
But I'm Gina.
You're what?
You gotta say it. I am Abigail.
Oh, and I'm Abigail.
And we're dumb bitches.
I'm actually, that's actually Freddy.
Yeah, I'm Freddy.
And who am I?
You're Tanner.
And we're what?
And we're gay besties.
Have a good day, guys. Stay blessed. May Jesus
Hanukkah, voodoo, vindu, Bahama.
I'm just going to end it on that. Bye. What the fuck?